Hey everyone, come see me on tour in Los Angeles, California, and San Francisco, California, as well as Austin, Texas, West Bend, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and more. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com.
Don't eat, and then go swim. You gotta wait 30 minutes. Yeah. Guess what? I'd go 5 minutes after, and I was fine.
Don't eat. Don't go swimming after you eat. You might get autism. Guess what? Never got it.
Never got it. Not once.
Thanks so much for watching Stand Up on the Spot. Come be a part of one of the live tapings every second Tuesday of the month here at the Comedy Store. Now, enjoy the show and make sure you're subscribed, hit that like button, and comment. Thanks.
What's up, everybody? My name is Jeremiah Watkins, and this is Stand Up on the Spot. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot. Who's ready to start this thing? What do you say, huh? Okay. Yeah, dude, have some freaking silverware. I don't know why that's in my pocket right now, but have whatever. Have some mints, dude. This is going off the rails right now, dude. I don't freaking care. What is this? Oh, COVID. Perfect. Let's get a suggestion. Huh?
Braces?
Adult ones? I'm glad you specified. Because braces as a kid is like, okay, you know, you're just trying to do better about yourself. You're trying to straighten your teeth as a kid. Ah, it's kind of cute. He's worried about his smile. As an adult, creepy. Except that your teeth are messed up for the rest of your life. Don't be that guy who's like trying to better themselves at 49. Your teeth should be set. Your teeth should be like how they are, like even if they're like golem all over the place, just like one hanging out over here, one gap over here, just commit to the weird teeth that you have. That's how I feel about it. But when you see somebody with adult braces, they're like, they might as well be outside of a school with the other kids that have braces. I'm just like you. Huh? Did you just get rubber bands? Did you just get them tightened too? It hurts, doesn't it? You know it doesn't hurt? I got someone in the back of this van right here. Do you want to? Come on over. Whoa! Yeah, molestation jokes off the top. We're getting into it, literally. Let's go. Let's go. Here's an old set list. I don't even know what's on this one. Next suggestion. What do we got?
R. Kelly.
Somebody else goes, I was going to say that, dude. You stole my suggestion. That's exactly where I wanted to go after I saw that weird act out of him doing school playground jokes. R. Kelly. Man, I still bump and grind to his music. I don't see nothing wrong. Oh, man. I don't see nothing wrong with still listening to R. Kelly. I mean... He has good music. I'm sorry. He has a couple. I mean, come on. Would Space Jam even be the same movie without I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. Everybody. I believe I can soar. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. We just cured Ophelia. Did you feel the good vibes? We all forgot for a second how bad he was. That's the magic of that. When you're listening to the song, you're like, okay, all right. This song is freaking sweet. Let's grab another suggestion.
Steven Dinners.
Frozen Dinners. I thought that that might stop when I got married. They don't. I thought that was like the upgrade in my life. I was like, yeah, I thought that was like part of it, you know? It's not. I've had every frozen thing at Trader Joe's imaginable. Like, I can't even tell the difference between home cooked and Trader Joe's. I'm like, did you make this? She's like throwing it in the trash can. She's like, yeah, I did. And it's all great. Love it. Yeah, but I am not a good cook either, so I can't really complain. You know, like I'm not like when I like prepare something, I'm like Salt Bae cereal right here. That's some French toast crunch right there that we got. That's a peanut butter and jelly. That's a grilled cheese right there. Basically, I know the perfect food pyramid to cook for people who like R. Kelly. Yeah, I'm staying with it. I believe I can fly. That was weird. A couple of people joined back in, and that was not the right time to join back in. Next suggestion. What do we got? Napoleon. I like the dynamite more than the Bonaparte, to be honest. Dynamite was awesome. The Bonaparte movie freaking sucked. Next suggestion. Some of these I don't even have jokes for. I'm just like telling you straight up. I'm just telling you straight up opinions sometimes.
Male pattern baldness.
Okay. Heck yeah. You said it like real like what's going on? Is he going to tell that the voice out of the front is coming from me, who is a guy who's suffering from male pattern baldness? I don't know. Are you guys a couple or?
He dates my sister now.
That's even so much stranger than just being a nice gay couple in the front. It's like, no, dude, he totally plows my sister, dude. He's alpha'd me so hard that he's befriended me to make me think that he actually likes me, but like, we actually hang out and then he goes and rails my sister. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, dude. Yeah, dude. She's getting male pattern baldness from her head being swiveled in the couch when he rails her from behind. Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows tonight. I can already tell. Who's ready to kick this thing off? What do you say, huh? Are we having a good time? Let's go. Let's go. All right, we're going to kick this show off with a bang. We have a surprise guest in our midst. She's all the way in from New York City. I absolutely love her. You guys are going to love her, too. Please welcome the amazing Yamanika Saunders to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Go!
You didn't want to clap, bitch? God damn! Huh? You what? You finish too early? Yeah, sometimes I do too. I hate that I have to ask suggestions because there's so many people that I want to talk to. You, sir.
The last thing I had on my mind was country music, but...
You want to talk about country music? I wasn't going to make fun of you. You just look so depressed. And you're like, oh my God, how long is this fat black bitch going to be up here? I'm here to take another moment of this. Country music. Country music. You know, the crazy thing about country music is before I started making the hundreds of dollars that I make a year, I used to write for a bunch of country and western stations. I would give them comedy. And yeah, and I would like pretend like to be some country bitch. But it is hard to be a country bitch cuz like I don't think they got all their ribs. So right, cuz they like y'all, you know, like you know, and I'm like I'm too urban, right? I got all my ribs and then some. So I would always just sound like a black bitch trying to do a stupid white bitch, doing a black bitch doing a dumb white bitch in country. But I made a good money with them. I appreciated them. I don't like country and western music, but I do like to fuck cowboys. Yeah, because they dicks have a curve, you know, like a lasso. Are you bonding over dick curves? Because as soon as I said that, they started talking. So it's like, oh, you know what I mean. I have no idea. This was the time for you. That's what you needed to get going. Okay. Yeah, you sat in the front. It's going to be awful for you. Pabst Blue Ribbons. Oh, my God. What are you, like, best friends with your grandpa? Yeah, I can tell. I was best friends with my grandpa too, but we didn't drink beer together. We just got diabetes together. Any other suggestions? Don't be scared.
Face tattoos.
Face tattoos. Not gonna get one. Was gonna get one. Not gonna get one, was gonna get one. I mean, I don't know, yeah! There's not enough face tattoos. Every time I see somebody with a face tattoo, the first thing I think is they are unemployed. Right? Like you go, oh my God, how are they living? They're paycheck to paycheck? Not at all. They're just on the street with a dog that they've stolen. And that's it. If you get a face tattoo, you are the dumbest person on earth, and that's why I didn't get mine. I was gonna get one of my cats. I love my cats. And then I was like, I don't know, fuck this nigga. He ain't, you know, he ain't sacrificed his life for, you know what I mean? Like, you got 9 lives, you ain't give up one, you know, for the bitch that fed you. That's crazy. What else, what else?
Spirit Airlines.
Okay, for... So I'll go with Legal Weed because I already have something about Spirit Airlines, and I think everybody has material about Spirit Airlines, even if you're not a comic, because they are the worst airline. And if you take Spirit Airlines, you deserve whatever happens to you while you on Spirit Airlines. And you better pray you don't turn into a spirit while you on that fucking airline, because then don't have no gas to take off and stay in the air. They gotta choose one, you know? It's legal weed. Legal. I love the fact that there's legal weed here. When I lived here as a teenager, weed was not legal, and you had to go get weed from motherfuckers that you knew that they could possibly kill you. I don't know how many people have ever had that situation, but like, you ever go, you like, you need this drug really bad. I had to stop because I didn't know he was trying to tell me he had drugs on him, like in a low key, like, cause I need drugs. But if, but then you had to go to people that like you knew, and it's a catch 22, right? Cause you need the drugs, and you got to get the drugs from the nigga that can't nobody know you getting the drugs from, and you hope that the nigga don't kill you, but he could. Cause he know that you know that he know don't nobody know you there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry, it took me a minute cause that's not material mind, but I remember being 16, going to a man's house going, this may not work out, but he has some of the best weed ever. White boy weed is the, like, you know, it's finally a chuckle from you. You must know what the fuck I'm talking about. Just like, right? Like white boy weed? Oh my God, I love white weed. White weed. No, because black people, we can't get that high. Cause we gotta be aware, like the cops and shit. You know, we got, we got too many predators in America for us to be like, white boys, they get high like they whole year is done. Right? Anything is they trying to wake up tomorrow or the next day, just wandering around. I was on some white boy weed so hard one time, I literally thought I was babysitting Blue Ivy. And when I sobered up, it was just my niece. And it's like, why can't you be Blue Ivy, you stupid bitch? All right. Another suggestion. Wait. Off the wall. I want somebody to give me something you think I have no clue about?
Juggling.
Nigga. Who said that? Did you say that? Who said juggling? Nigga, I'm juggling these titties every fucking day. No fuck. I said something I don't know nothing about. Juggling. He was like, oh yeah, that fat bitch don't know how to juggle. Shit. I be juggling my medication. I got ADHD, anxiety and shit. All right, this is the last one. I mean, do better than this with the juggling shit. Are you raising your hand? You're so sweet. I can't, yes, I'm gonna do your last one is you.
Stephen Hawking, specifically him visiting Epstein's Island.
This is like 10 little Indians me. First of all, why the f was he, I don't know nothing about this, okay? And how the f did he get there? That's my question, right? Cause like, why would he be somewhere surrounded by water knowing that everything he got is automated? So that's crazy. Was he up there to touch one of the kids? How do you get blown by Stephen Hawking? Cause he already blowing into something, right? To move around. Listen, he started this shit, don't. Well, here's the thing, let me get, I can't believe, did he really go to Epstein Island? For what, that moves, to be a handicap, he be moving around. Cause you know he cheated on his wife, you knew this, right? Oh, y'all didn't, you knew, this, ladies, we gotta do better. Is this your man? This your man? Cheat on him tonight for us, because no, it's crazy how a fucking handicapped can't, I don't even know this can blink on his own, and he cheated? How the fuck, you men are the worst. How the fuck do a no blinking on his own cheat? And he with who? What the fuck who, bitch? What bitch is like, oh my God, did this, yeah. I hate him. Fucking handicapped nerd. You fucking wheelchair McGee. Come up here, it's not gonna get better. I'm just gonna keep insulting him in his fucking handicap, fucking titanium wheelchair. Woo! Wonder bitch.
Guys, give it up for Yamanika Saunders.
Thank you.
That's okay.
I'm good, right?
So we're gonna take a few suggestions together and see what we can do with them.
Vegas.
You ever see someone with a stroller in Vegas?
Yeah.
And you're like, what does your life come to?
They're trying to gamble that
around.
Baby away.
They're trying to gamble the baby away?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't you roll like 7 and get rid of this little quick?
I got Bennett on black. What do you got? What do you got?
Yeah.
Do you like Vegas as a city?
I've never been sober in Vegas, I don't think. The last time I was in Vegas, it was Skankfest.
Uh-huh.
I brought my friend. He's legally and unillegally blind.
What's the second part of what you just said?
Because I don't believe that he's blind, right? Because he he be driving and shit. It's like, how you drive if you... But he's legally blind, but he can, like, remember shit. I don't know how the fuck it works, but he was a waste of time. He was a waste... Because I had to carry... Didn't you see me carrying him around?
Yeah.
Everywhere, and then everybody thought it was this crazy looking white dude, and I was like, no, because you know he gay on top of everything, you know.
and Stephen Hawking's ghost is rolling by, is like, bitch, that's how you do it. Let's grab another suggestion.
Methadone clinics.
Ooh, you said that like your family might be there right now. This is not rehab, okay? That's what? That's where you came from? What? But you came from a... Are you an outpatient?
I'm actually in Suboxone.
Don't
worry.
Okay. No, that's my family. Yeah, me and we in the girl family together. She's saying some dumb nonsense, I'm going to translate. She's saying if I had the opportunity, I would also dress like this bitch in the front. But methadone clinic,
yeah,
I don't
this
know
is what happens if she got her future together. I like how there's been some wild stuff being said tonight, and then people are like, wow, you're talking about her future? That's too harsh.
Right, too much.
That's too much. That got too real in here,
it's
okay?
It got too real. I don't understand what you people are like. Weird. It's like a Price is Right audience. Right? Like, all you niggas look like you would bid one penny more than the last before you. It's like wild.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Newark.
Isn't it Newark?
Newark. Oh, you're back into the fray. I liked it. You see how supportive my friend is? I pulled him out of his depression. Now he's like everywhere with the suggestions. I love it.
I was scared of a
weak
one.
Yeah, listen, first of all, it's Newark, and don't nobody want to fucking talk about that place. That place is a motherfucker. Disaster. You see what it did to Whitney Houston? Put her on drugs right away. Right away. And then she lied to Diane Sawyer, said she wasn't on drugs while she had drugs on her. You said, damn, like we part of the Whitney Houston family. The one brother here, like, don't do it, sister. You know, we can't. You know, our people. You right, brother. I got around these white people. I saw them acting funny. You right. May Whitney Houston rest and cocaine peace. She was the voice and also the throat.
That deserved way more. That deserved way more. That deserved way more. That was great. Guys, give it up for Yamanika Saunders. How's the energy doing in here? We're building, right? We're feeling good? Awesome. Your next comedian coming to the stage, one of my favorite people and friends that I've known in LA for over a decade. You may know him from his podcast, Take Your Shoes Off. Please welcome the amazing, my pal, Rick Glassman, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Thank you so much. That was really nice. That was really nice. It feels nice, but Jeremiah kind of cheated at the beginning of this, and I'd like to hold him accountable. If he is going to edit out the first reaction and only show the second reaction, then he'll have to do the same to me. Because otherwise, people are going to be like, what's Rick talking about? They didn't edit anything out. Jeremiah would never do that and not show it. So Jeremiah, I'm either willing to be the narc, marry, kill. I don't know what I was getting at. So I'm talking for a bit, okay? To where, like, I'm going to have to be like what Bill Maher does after the strike is over. He's, okay, thank you. I'm annoyed with what everyone's doing. I need you to give me that. And then when it stops, there's going to be some hardcore fans that are going to start chanting my name. And if any girls are willing, we will blur it. Show me your tits. I'm saying like rock star show tits, not like give me your tits. So do with it what you will. Do with it what you will. Jeremiah, bring me up again, bud. Funny set, but Jeremiah, dude, that was everything. That was amazing what you did.
Remember, I have to get annoyed. I have to be annoyed. You're too much in support. You're not fucking with me.
Keep it going for Yamanika Saunders, ladies and gentlemen. How's the energy doing in here? We doing good on the energy now? This next comedian coming to the stage, one of my longtime friends out here in Los Angeles, known him over for over a decade. You may know him from his podcast, Take Your Shoes Off. Please welcome my pal and yours, Rick Glassman, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Rick,
Okay, okay, thank you. Thank you so much. That was really nice. You know, a lot of times this show is the audience giving the comedian suggestions, but I was able to give you guys one, and you took it and you ran with it, and I just want to say thank you so much, and I'm Jewish, and if you have a problem with that, you know, we'll edit it out. Good, got it. Jeremiah, I'm going to send you their laughter to kind of sweeten the pot, is what it's called. But no, I'd like to give you guys a suggestion, and then you could give me one. So what's happening right now in Israel is with the government, there's a lot of people who are anti the Israeli government. But some people are conflating that with anti-Judaism, and a lot of people I don't even think understand what Zionism truly is, and the Jews just having their own state. So if anybody could come up on stage and suggest, what should we do about it? Nobody has any ideas? Oh, well, since none of you have any idea what to do about it, stop calling me a No, but we have a good time. We have a good time. We have a good time. We have fun. We have fun. We have fun, and I just think it's important that, you know, you guys, you know, does anybody have any suggestions?
Jews with tattoos.
Fuck you, dude. What the... Okay, here's the thing. Jews are the biggest... hypocrites, dude. Okay. Oh, Jews with tattoos. Yeah, I want to be able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery, but I also want to waste my fucking precious money because it's mine. It's all mine on getting tattoos. I don't know. Fuck that. Does anybody have any other suggestions?
Chinese.
What's that?
Chinese food.
Again, anti-Semitic. I understand why you're suggesting that. Oh, the day Jesus Christ dies, all the Jews celebrate with lo mein. Well, I got news for you. Judea was born in Israel, and he fucking loved Chinese food. You ever notice when you get crucified, you want to get crucified again 30 minutes later? Any other suggestions? Jeremiah, you'll send me this. We'll have some fun with the edit. Just gonna voice over the comedian before me, have me say a whole bunch. Just like a Glassman fucking really fell, went off, you know? But he was saying something. But you know what? There's something actually that a lot of people are saying in private, but they're too scared to say in public, and I'll say it. I think that. Whoops. Does anybody have any other suggestions?
Iron Man.
Gay. Anything else? No, Iron Man. Man, that's a good suggestion, man. Man, here's my impression of somebody who knows how to do this thing that Jeremiah puts together so well that I have no idea how to do. But I'm gonna do it as best as I could, the thing I'm supposed to have been doing. Iron Man. Fuck, yeah, I was just watching Iron Man. Honestly, I was just watching Iron Man. Let me tell you something that really pisses me off about Tony Stark. No. Like, what's that facial hair, dude? What are you doing? What, did you wake up in the morning like, oh, and then fucking... Get in the chopper! You know, what the fuck are you doing, Tony?
Clark?
Somebody else said it?
It's Stark, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. But that's not what I do. All right, this time, why don't you guys give me something hard? Dude, oh, that's so fun. How old are you?
24.
Yeah. That's your best bud?
Yeah.
Best bud?
Yeah.
Is it more than that? That's okay. All right, that's okay. Listen, I think, you know. You said, go. Like, it was like you were supporting him.
High body count.
Dude, fuck yeah. By high body count, you're talking about how many people you murdered, because otherwise, Otherwise, that's like a crazy thing to say in 2024. Okay. Talk about how many fucking chicks you fucked and how many dicks you sucked. Body count. Body count's crazy, man. You know, listen, this isn't my, I can't talk about body count. I'm technically a virgin. I am. I've given anal. That's a religious thing. You guys know those really Christian girls in high school that got fucked up in the ass a whole bunch because they were saving it for marriage? Looney Tunes. I'm actually waiting for marriage, but he fucked me in the ass and I sucked his friend's dick. It's like, okay. I guess you saved yourself from Hamas because you're not a virgin. So you're not going to have to guess. But no, you know, edit that in. No, but there was a time when, like, you had a... How many girls have you f***ed?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Fuck yeah. That means not a lot. Right. Cool. The guy who suggests body count, when asked, doesn't just say he's going to plead the fifth. He looked down, he snorted, and said, I'm going to plead the fifth. Well, let me tell you something. Call me James Spader, and this is Boston fucking spread your legs legal, because I have a newsflash for you, buddy. Unless you had sex with more than 100 women, you've had sex with less than 8. Am I right about this?
No.
All right, I'm right. Jeremiah, why don't you make like a tree and come up here and go like this for a little bit, and I'm going to figure out how many girls or guys this guy fucked. You'll send me the edit.
Keep it going for Rick Glassman. All right, we're going to take a few suggestions together and see what we can do with that.
OnlyFans.
You know... Oh. You can do it. I'll get the next one. Do it again. Suggestion, say it again.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to think about it for a second, and then you go... You have to show us that you realized it by being like a dolphin. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then take a second. Like, oh. Collect yourself. You got something good. Step into it. What's the suggestion?
OnlyFans.
Ah, okay, so. Here's my thing.
We have time for one more.
Robert Downey Jr. Tropic Thunder.
Okay, okay. Let me tell you something about Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. Do you guys remember back in like the late 90s in The Man Show when Jimmy the Rock Kimmel dressed up as Karl Malone and he put on blackface? Mm-hmm. And then 80 years later, people went back and they saw that and said, you can't do blackface. I remember it. I was one of the people that started that thing to get him in trouble. Everybody forgot about it. And there was a lot of pushback on my end. People were like, who cares? And I got a lot of black people that didn't really care to pretend that they did. And it was a big win for me. But then Robert Downey Jr. does it. And because he's Iron Man, everybody's okay with it. I don't think that I should be the only person to speak. Are there any black people in here that want to confer that blackface is okay with some people, but not... Thank you. Now, tell me about the Jimmy Kimmel blackface and how much that bothered you. Get this? Say, I can't believe what he did.
I can't believe what he did.
Right? Dude. That's insane.
What, Peter?
To this day, when I think of Karl Malone, I think of stupid, racist, fuck nut Jimmy, the fuck face, the fuck black face, Kimmel. But when Iron Man did it, tell me why that one was okay. Oh, get the... I'm sorry, but I could speak for you guys. That was funny. that was funny? Because it was a drama. So, thank you. Will you please name three white people that could do blackface and then three white people that can't for the camera right now on the spot? You have to do it. You know, no one would have a problem if Rob Jimmy Kimmel, you know, had sex with a Jew.
Do you want to grab one more?
No, dude, this is
the best set you've ever had.
No, this is. I don't know what to do. Like, I guess you get a suggestion, but that's so hard to not talk about stuff that's already in my mind. But yeah, let's try one, and we could always just trim it down.
Our mitzvahs.
How many people have you slept with? Tell me the truth. Tell me how many? How many? Tell me say the truth. 25.
25.
How many of them are? How many names could you remember?
18.
18. Go.
Okay.
It's like in Good Will Hunting when he names all the brothers.
Well, now that you've said your number, I feel like the guy who's dating your sister should share his number.
Oh, I missed that. Is that what's happening? Don't deflect. That doesn't look good on us.
What's your number?
I know.
I don't know. 7, and the cherry on top is his sister. Oh.
The cherry on top.
Okay. And the way you said that, he's the cherry on the bottom.
Rick Glassman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you saved that.
You guys, thank you so much. Let the rest of the show go. You guys, think, stop. Let the rest of the show go, and I'm so sorry.
All right. How's the energy doing in here now? You good? All right. Your next comedian coming to the stage. You may have seen her on 24. She's been in so many movies. I love her with all my heart, and you guys are going to love her. Please welcome my good pal, Mary Lynn Rice, come to the stage. Come on!
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? How's the comedy program? How's it? Where are you from? How's your... How many numbers of what blackface are you? I love that you, then that's never right, but then a cherry on the bottom, get it? Cause they're fucking and stuff, I get it, yeah. How many people have I slept with? Too many, it's too many to mention. How many is too many for a woman of my age? Don't answer that, come on. Who's got a suggestion for me? 56? Oh, I thought you were saying my age. That's how insecure I am. I like your style. Are you the guy that said Evel Knievel and the Fonz? God damn it, that was good. You know why? Because that was a great answer, and that I think that was exactly what he was doing, but he was like fucking around. You know what I mean? He was trying to do a gotcha, and you gave a good answer of two cool guys. probably could get away with it. So you think I've slept with 56 people?
Or 56 people want to sleep with me.
That's either hot or like you think I'm a slut. You think I'm a total hoe. Or you're saying that's how many people in this room want to sleep with me. Not enough. Not enough. What's up? Who's got a suggestion? Damn, we know there's a woman on the stage when the sugar daddies is, I'm into it. I'm looking for one. I don't want to pay for men anymore. I'm tired of being a sugar mama. What's up? Have you done it before?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, now, see, I was trying to go with that. Like, I was trying to yes and. But the way you said maybe, yeah, I just want to speak my real truth, which is I think it's the downfall of society. There, I said it. Now you're going to walk away and go like, that bitch is jealous. Maybe.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Because I don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? I got too much integrity. What can I say? I have too much goddamn integrity and inner beauty to be someone's sugar baby. Believe me, I want to. Fucking teach me. Teach me. I want to. The closest I've come is a guy wanting feet, like pictures. But I do cameo. My cameo is very modest for what a huge star I am. You recognize me, right, brothers? Are you lying? I've been an actor since the Evel Knievel Fonzie days. I don't know, you may have heard of a little sitcom called Veronica's Closet. Auditioned for a show called News Radio. What's up? That's how old I am. Yeah, I know you don't recognize me. That's why my cameo is modest, and that's why I don't know how to be. I think they're like 75, and then I take home 60. Is that a lot or a little?
It's not too bad.
See, this is my bitch right here. I know you got my back. You want to teach me your ways. Okay, so this guy, he's like three different times he's come on my cameo and he's like, can you take a picture? And he sends an example of like a generic woman and he wants the foot sole. There's probably a couple of you in this room. Because feet thing is weird, but it's like the most common of the weird shit, right? Like it's kind of acceptable. Like a foot person is like this close away. Like I don't even know why I'm bringing it up because like someone's going to be like, hey, I heard what you were saying about feet. Like that's how feet guys are. They're like one step away from crossing that boundary. Like they just think it's not a big deal. So he wants the sole of the foot and then your face in the background. And it takes a couple days for the cameos to expire. And he goes, this is where it gets kind of creepy. I'm not even like trying to construct a joke out of it. I'm just telling you guys, I did a podcast and I talked about him on the podcast and we were joking about what your feet price was. And I didn't tell my friend how much my cameo was. And his feet price was like $5,000 or something, like for real. And sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. Point is, I didn't do it, but I kind of wanted to do it.
For $5,000?
Yeah, that's a good price for $5,000.
No, he's asking me to do it for $60! Because that's my cameo. Sorry, I got so many details that I forgot the most important detail. That's why I would not be a good sugar baby. You know what I mean? I'd get confused. And my daddy would be like, oh, go clean the bathroom. And I'd be like, okay. Like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get shit, you know? He'd be like, here's a box of cereal. And I'd be like, for me? Thank you. Like, I don't know how to value my shit, I think is what we're learning. Then I'd just be at his housekeeper working for free. I'd be like, thank you, daddy. Thank you. $60.
That's for feet, like, no. Not, no.
I'd celebrate.
Not for 60 bucks?
Hell yeah.
I got 60 bucks.
Not Somebody's got a little bit more. What did you say? Fucking love you guys. The back row just came alive. You guys, like, I feel like you have more money in the bank than your friend does.
And that's why. Because 60 bucks, you're going to get more people to buy your shit. 5K, only one person.
We got a marketing genius over here. Let me tell you something.
She's been in the game longer than me.
What game? Are you guys both to have sugar daddies?
No, I've been on OnlyFans since.
Oh, okay. I've never really been on OnlyFans. Yes. Yes, sir. Father figures. The suggestions have become the audience members commenting on the other audience members. Well adjusted. Not. Psych. women with issues. I don't know where I got that from. Look, it's a sick, sick world. Do you guys have daddy issues?
No, my dad's great.
Shit. My dad wasn't great, and I'm not on OnlyFans. Do you think there's a space on OnlyFans for just flat-chested making a smoothie? Just making a smoothie, though, like...
It just depends what you're wearing. Yeah, I think that's true. 60.
Thanks, baby. Thanks, daddy. $60 per toe, am I right? I left here tonight with a whole new vision of myself. I find him back in the cameos. Listen, I've rethought it. If you pay me $67, I will show you my foot and a box of cereal. But what a douche, right? I thought about, like, towards the end, right before it expired, I thought about saying, all right, I'm going to do this, but you better tip me, because they can tip you on there too, which is crazy, but like, and put it in his hands, you know what I mean? And guilt him and be like, this shit is really cheap and you need to like pay my kid's tuition to his private Catholic school that his mom pays for and not his dad. What's up? Who's the father figure? This bitch right here. That's it for me, guys. That's it. Let's have Jeremiah come up here.
Keep it going for Mary Lynn Reiskob.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
I was thinking about something else.
What were you thinking about?
Because my son, he's 15, and he goes, Mom, I'm going to tank this Spanish test. And I was like, well... how? Just figure out how to pass it. It's Spanish. I said, you took Chinese for like 3 years when you were younger. And he was like, yeah, I was doing that to get my dad's love. I wanted to see if that was funny, guys. That's how comedy works. I think that's hilarious.
Why would Chinese...
I sold it too hard.
Why would Chinese get his dad's love, though?
I didn't say... You know what I did is I tried to edit it before I said the information.
Oh. Like,
I tried to make it into a joke before it was a joke.
Right.
And I sold it too hard. I acted it so well that they're like...
Oh, they really believed you.
Okay, this is what really happened. He said, I'm going to tank my Spanish test. And I was like, well, you got... Just figure it out. And he goes, she's a bad teacher. And I said, figure out what's going to be on the test and make it happen so that you don't fail it. Do it. And he did take Chinese when he was younger because his dad... made him take the Chinese. Did anyone's dad make you learn Chinese and you're super white? And you only know English.
Did anyone's dad make them learn something that they ended up not using at all or was not useful?
Juggling?
You're just still thinking about Yamanika's titties, bro.
That person
like
is...
an hour later, he's like, juggling, man.
He is AI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't know any more words.
Yeah, yeah,
juggling,
yeah. Juggling. Juggling.
At comedy show. Juggling.
Juggling. let's grab another suggestion.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. Still boobs on the mind.
Titties.
I see what you're doing there. Anything else?
Flat titties.
Anything up here?
Viagra.
Okay. Anything else?
Barbie.
Parties and then what else?
Red flags at parties.
When your husband wants to get an exotic cat and makes your son learn Chinese. Red flags at parties.
Did your ex end up getting an exotic cat?
We got the cat. He pre-named him Dikembe Mutombo. It's a good name. It's a sexy cat. It's a Savannah.
All right. The question on everybody's mind. Is it a black cat?
No, but he's part African.
Okay. Your husband is into a lot of ethnic stuff.
Guess who ended up with the cat at the divorce?
You did?
Yeah. Sure did.
You have Dikembe Mutombo
as a cat
now?
Yeah, I have Dikembe Mutombo. I should OnlyFans that shit. Me in a bikini holding little Dikembe.
Now that's some pussy worth $60. Hey. You know what I mean? Guys, keep it going for Marilyn Rice Cup. All right, we have a couple comics left. How we doing, huh? Your next comedian coming to the stage. This guy's done the show a couple times in the past. Always love having him. He has a new special on Amazon Prime called Pterodactyl. Please welcome my brother Trevor Wallace to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on!
Hell yeah! Y'all are some freaks out there, okay? Let's keep it moving. Let's see where the freak's at. Mask on the floor. What's up, fucking pussy, dude? What's up? Fucking, was that yours? How do you have a Vegas t-shirt on and wear a mask, dude? What, that's like a Hemi and a Prius, bro. What's going on? We're at it. We're doing it. Just yell. Yell at me. No, fucking woo. Give me suggestions, dude.
Blueface?
The rapper? What did you say? Blue frames? The rapper. I don't know what he's doing. He's looking for love, but aren't we all? You know what I mean? He has like women in the basement. It's getting a little R. Kelly-ish. But it's behind a paywall, so he's bagging out. You know, I don't want to start a set with that. You know, I want to get this monetized for Jeremiah, so let's not bring up R. Kelly. What else do we have? What was it?
Island Boys.
Now we're just getting into it. You guys see them making out the other day? Somebody said what? Like they're pulling out their phone. I gotta see this shit, dude. I gotta be honest, dude. I'm pretty into myself. I would make out with a guy who looked like me. I'll be honest. And that's a personal flaw on me, dude. I don't. But if they made a lot of money, they made out to promote their OnlyFans. What do you think they're going to do in 2048? He's like, come here, island step, bro. Fucking, oh, that's where, all right. Laugh now, subscribe later, you know? That's the name of my new special. What else do we got?
Joe Biden.
You just know everything in Joe Biden's pantry is expired, for sure. He got cream of wheat in that bitch, dude. You know how many mad dogs he probably has banked up? I don't know. I got no beef with him. I don't care about mainstream politics. I like local politics, like Pasadena politics. That's what I'm excited for in this upcoming election. You know when they start beefing with each other? It's always on at like 2 p.m. on like local. It's like on PBS. Like I thought this company went down. I don't know. But they're always beefing with each other. It's always like, do you know where Gavin Newsom was in 2017? Neither do his kids. I'm Barbara Walters. They always have like so much info on them. You know, they're like, you really want to vote for a man who's allergic to raisins? And you're like, come to think of it, I don't think I do. Trail mix could take this guy out. I don't think I do want to vote for him, you know? He watches the Island Boys. All right, moving on.
Sports gambling.
Find help. Next. Pterodactyl. That's my special name. Plug it. Amazon Prime. Go watch it.
Ozempic.
Ozempic. That's the hot. That's the, what astrology sign is that? It's, I'm trying to think, because Oz. Somebody said, just say it. What is your fucking take on Ozempic, dude? Just say it, dog. Fucking know who this guy voted for, Jesus Christ. I got no problem with it, but just like the diabetics gotta be like, yo, what the fuck, dude? You know? I wonder how they're like buying it. They'll trade his Capri Sun for it. The diabetics like, fucking, I'm down, dude. I'm down. Dude, I hooked up with a girl in college. She was a diabetic. And I remember mid hookup, she's like, oh, go get me a Sunny D. I was like, is that like a sex term? Is that the one where I pee on you? I don't. She really needed a Sunny D at that given moment, and she had him in her mini fridge. Shout out San Jose State. So I hope she's doing well. She was nice. I just threw me off, you know.
Ex-girlfriend?
I fucking miss her, dude. You know what? I've been single for about a year and a half. I'm gonna be honest. The breakup fucked me up. It did. But I've been single for about a year and a half, and the only time I really feel lonely is right before a flight takes off, cause I got nobody to text. Bro, don't fucking hoe. I still get hoes. They just don't text me in the daytime, you know. But that's what it is. Because you get right before the flight, all of a sudden you want love. Look around, dude. All the businessmen are fucking texting their wives, all four of them. You know, they're just firing off texts. I'm sitting there texting Verizon, you know. Y'all up. What else we got?
Jordan Peterson.
He looks like a velociraptorsaurus. I don't know. I don't got anything on him.
AI,
Pete Davidson. I think Pete Davidson is AI. How about that? How about that? No. AI. I'm nervous where we're gonna go in the future with AI glasses. You know, like, has anybody tried virtual? It's the Comedy Store. Of course you fucking have. It's like too real. But you know when you walk out of a movie theater and it's all bright and you suddenly feel like the post nut regret. I'm trying to say. On AI is startling, you know? Because you take them off, you're like, ficus plant is dying, your cat hasn't eaten in 4 days, like, I gotta start listening to Jordan Peterson or something. What else we got?
Cybertrucks.
Nah, pass. What else? I want one, dude.
Ketamine.
That's up there with Ozempic, dude. If there was a Spotify top 40 for drugs, it'd be ketamine and Ozempic right now. Hey. Are you on it?
Both?
Yeah. Holy shit, how skinny are you trying to get? Dude, you're trying to make the fucking... trying to make the Ozempic kick in, dude? It's like chasing Adderall with Propel, you know? Hurry up, dude, hurry up! What are you feeling more, the Ozempic or the ketamine?
Ketamine.
Nice. What is ketamine? That's the horse tranquilizer one? That was the saddest yeah I've ever heard. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I've been working on that ranch too long, okay? God damn. What does ketamine feel like? One word to describe it.
Weird.
I feel like he types and like talks in italics. It's like weird. I don't know if I'd want to do something that makes me feel weird, you know? Dude, try this shit. You'll be fucking weirded out, dog.
It's a lot of different things. It's not just a drug.
It is.
It's a drug?
GHB and ketamine are like the top drugs.
Okay, Bill fucking Nye. Jesus Christ. Okay, first of all. You're saying acronyms and shit? GHB? What is that? Is that testosterone pills? Wait. See, this is touchy. How do you know this?
I know too much. You
you do research? Well, this is good. Where do you get your research? Reddit? Where do you get your research about drugs?
Just personal experience.
Personal experience. Okay. Okay, so you just look in the mirror the next morning, you're like, oh, fuck, dude. This stuff is too good. You pull out a notebook, you're like, all right, we gotta fucking write these down. Dude. Don't do ketamine and Red Bull on a Monday. You might fuck an AI robot. Damn. Yeah, I need to do more drugs. I'm fucking tired of... Everybody's microdosing.
What do you think about that?
I think it's tight, but, like, it's a slippery slope, you know? Like, every guy I know that says he microdoses doesn't have a job, you know? It's like, maybe you should macro-dose a job application, all right? I like microdosing. It's fun. It feels like drugs are tickling you a little bit, you know? Like it runs up on your back, like, woo, you know? Look at that baby, and then it runs away. Yeah, I like it, man. I don't know. I think our generation's hilarious because we think we can just solve every like hangover. Like we think we're invincible now that we have liquid IV, you know? Oh, dude, fucking got a divorce, but as long as I have my electrolytes, all right? Let's do
cold plunge.
The cold plunge, here's the thing. If it's a real cold plunge, I get it. My buddy does it in a fucking wheelbarrow. Dog, that's a bird bath. What the fuck are you doing? How do you, you're just in there, you know? What do you do if you see your dad outside just in a bird bath? I'll be there in 4 minutes, honey. I'll be there in 4 minutes. I will say the problem is they make you feel fucking great. We just found the solution. No more ketamine. Do an ice bath. It's the most West Hollywood thing I've ever said in my life. Let's get Jeremiah back up here. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Keep it going for Trevor Wallace.
Fun crowd, great people.
Yeah, good people, good people.
Good people.
Let me tell you the difference between heroin, ketamine.
Just reading off their police report.
Yeah, yeah. Let's grab a suggestion.
Hasbulla. Dude, I met him. I met him, yeah, at Catch over here. Dude, you know what's funny? Okay. I gotta tread lightly because he's fucking connected, you know? He could Glock me down with a gun. But I was at Catch and I see like four giant security guards walk in and I don't see anybody. But they're holding a flashlight like they have bottle service. And sure enough, in the corner of two tables, I just see little Hasbulla walking through. I didn't know like how to like dab him up, you know? He had the tiniest little baby hands. He's the cutest man, and I don't know how old he is. I don't think I want to know. I don't think.
Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got over here?
Costco.
Costco. I don't have the card.
That's like a poor person's Amex. Is that Costco card?
It is. I mean, that's Midwest Annex. Yeah. Amex right there.
Because everybody has the metal credit cards out here, but like you bust out that Costco card.
Yeah. Yeah, the pizza there is good, right? The hot dogs, those are the go-tos at Costco.
Yeah, I used to actually work in I used to work inside of a Costco at a kiosk. I sold blinds, not the people. I sold blinds.
How like what when people approached? How does that work?
They'd be like, "Yo, how much is this shit?" No, dude, it's some bullshit. And I worked there in college. I was always hungover. I did it because I got free lunch with the apple chicken sausages people over there, you know? And so what happened, we had a little kiosk, and our job was to get people to look at our curtains and then get them an estimate at home. But I couldn't give them prices there. So like some fucking Ford F-350 dad would be like, "Well, how much for that?" I'm like, "I don't know the measurements." You'd be like, "I fucking know my measurements." And I never knew the answer, so I would just lie and be like, "Dude, for like 150, you know?"
You just eyeball random people's living rooms.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah, I'm just that. Spitball, you know? Because I'd shut them up. They're like, "Huh, all right." They'd walk out with their Michelobes rattling, you know?
Would you make commission if you sold a certain amount of blinds?
If I signed people up, I got $2 extra.
That's it?
Dude, this is college. $2, bro? $2 Tuesday? That's a full shot right there, bro. That shit...
But how many people would you realistically sign up?
Probably like 8. I would lie sometimes. I'd put my friends on.
So
there.
8 a day?
Yeah, 8 a shift.
8 a shift.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So 16
I wasn't
bucks.
On ketamine. I would have got more. I would have got fucking more. I would have been in their house like, "Fucking open up, dude. That's 20 by 48. Dude, you want it? You want it, dude? Shutters? I got them, dude."
Shutters, gutters, everything.
Yeah.
Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got?
Anime. Specifically hentai.
Bro, anime. Here's the problem. I just moved to the valley. Dude,
this girl is a straight up freak, by the way. Like any single guys, make it happen tonight.
I'll tell you this.
She's putting out all the signals.
You always know you're getting closer to the valley when you start seeing Honda Civics with the anime titties on it, okay? And that is a fact. I just moved to the valley, dude. I never thought I'd miss truck nuts so much in my life. Just titties at 9 a.m. Like, oh, God.
Rather than road rage them, like people trying to pull you off the road, they're like, well, how about we just talk about it for a little bit?
Yeah. A bunch of kids just chase you on a bird scooter. Slow down, dude. That one's showing nips. Nissan Altima. When did those become like the sketchy car? Like, when did Nissan Altimas become the car like this? Like, they have a gun in there for sure. Right. But like a Nissan Sentra, you're like, oh, that's my Postmates. Nissan Altima, you're like, I should duck for cover.
Just the Ho car.
Ho car?
No.
Oh, Nissan.
No, like every.
Are you the mayor of Hoville? How do you? That is the Ho car. With zero APR.
If anybody is the mayor of Hoville in here, it's that woman right there.
I declare you the Ho car. Oh, starts deep throating the fucking emergency scene.
Yeah.
Dude, next time I get an Uber and it's an Altima, I'm like, show you me your dick now. This is a Ho car, okay? You want 5 stars or not, bucko?
Guys, keep it going for Trevor Wallace.
Keep it going for her. The real star of the show. Thank you so much for having me.
How we doing out there, huh? All right. We have reached our final performer of the night. This next person coming to the stage, they're not a stand-up comedian, but I consider them to be one of the funniest people I've ever met. I think they're going to do amazing at this format. So I want you guys to show your love and support for the legend, Wee Man, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Of course, they saved the midget for last. Obviously. And I probably have the shortest time, too. Everybody else is up here having a whole day of it and stuff, talking to the two hoes over here on the side, getting all their drugs and stuff. That's what they do. But though, give the midget the last little part you can. Throw them right in there. All right, and I'll take suggestions.
Shaquille O'Neal?
I picked him up. I picked that motherfucker up.
You should be able to pick me up, right?
Well, you're not cute enough. And I had this little weird feeling about you with your earring all night, and that you're dating his sister, and it's kind of a little off, and now you're like, oh, pick me up. No. Not going there. I'm not being your first midget. By the way, how many ladies out there have fucked a midget? That's what I thought. That guy and I have fucked many tall chicks, just to let you know. All right, another suggestion.
Define tall.
What?
Define tall.
5'4" and above. 5'4" and above, and don't worry, I've stood up and eat pussy. Another suggestion.
Stamps.
What?
Stamps.
Stamps?
Stamps, like a simp, man.
Simp? None of them are my friends. All stoic males. All stoic males where I come from. Yeah. It's our aura. I may be 4'6", but my aura is 6'2". Next. What, the original one is amazing. The new one, they've pretty much already canceled. It's canceled. You know, this is the cancel crowd. I even had to go on TMZ and tell them, you're doing it all wrong. My buddy here was out of a job. I need to get him a job. I'm teasing, Ponch. Everybody, that's my buddy, Poncho Muller. Another little guy. Very handsome. He is actually a comedian funny too. So look out for him. Come out on stage, Punch. Yeah. He's easy, 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 guys. His third leg always drags. Good. This is my boy. Hold on. There is two mics. There is two little dudes. Poncho and I, only professional skateboarders, little persons that have ever been out there. There's one other guy right now.
In the entire world.
In the entire world. You're in the same room as him. Buy lottery tickets tonight, folks. This is magical.
Do you guys want to hear a story about me and this guy? Yeah! So, he brought me to New Orleans like a while back when I was single, before I was married, and we ended up hooking up with these two smoking hot Hooters chicks.
Yeah, for real, they were from Hooters.
Yeah.
Not kidding. Not
yeah,
kidding.
I know. It's probably a fetish. I don't give a fuck. All right? That's how we roll. It was wild. And at the end of the night, we all hop into the back of a taxi. Now it's me, my girl, Jason, and his girl.
But
now,
my girl's a little more wasted than she should have been, so we put her in the front seat. Yeah.
So she passes out right away. Now, my girl slides her hands down my pants and just starts jerking me off. It was amazing. It didn't take me long. I came. She was a fucking pro, dude. And after we dropped them off, of course, I got to brag to this dude about it, right? I'm like, Jason, dude, like, my girl just gave me the most amazing hand job. And he's like, oh, I know. I'm like, what? How do you know? He's like, well, because she was giving me one, too. So I'm like, so she was skiing with the both of us. I'm like, did you come? He's like, yes. Well, that is some next level inclusivity right there. And probably the closest she ever got to the Special Olympics. Making two dwarves come at the same night, you better make a wish, dude. If that was a sport in the Special Olympics, people would actually watch that shit. They could call it the little rub and tug. That's a true story, dude. That's the kind of shit that happens when I'm with this dude.
It does. It's crazy.
Has anybody in here ever got jerked off in a taxi by a stranger? No, right?
These two dudes have. Same time. Any suggestions?
Tito sodas.
Tito sodas? Drink them all the time. Fuck up all my friends all the time. Dark Shark's here. And I turned him on to Tito sodas.
Oh, yeah. I don't really got much to say about that. I'm a sober dude. I'm a quitter. So sorry, guys.
Suggestions.
Magic mushrooms.
Scooters
are for pussies,
scooters,
dude.
At the skate park are pretty much like being on mushrooms. Now, obviously, it's I've never done mushrooms. Have you done mushrooms, Punch?
I have done mushrooms.
You have?
Yeah.
You've done a little bit more drugs than I've done.
I used to do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sober now.
I get fucking contact high being around my friends who smoke weed. The last time, my buddy was smoking weed in his car, and we got to this old school, like, you know, red lights, leather, patent leather seats steakhouse. And we're sitting at the bar, and the waitress comes up. She goes, what's going on with you guys? And I'm like, I don't know, but this architecture's fucking amazing. Who did this place? And she goes, you guys are high as fuck. And I'm like, I don't even smoke.
Any other suggestions?
Dating Siamese twins.
I've never dated Siamese twins, but I've dated a twin. Yeah. So I always felt like every time we hung out with her sister, I kind of felt like, oh, yeah, I fucked you.
Siamese twins.
I would look at her like, yeah, I fucked that too.
I've never really like seen two Siamese twin chicks. I've just seen them like as dudes.
So you've never seen two Siamese chicks?
No, I've only seen two twin guys. I've never seen.
All right, you've
two
never
twin
seen chicks,
chicks that were
no?
like super hot. To, like,
no, I have. And I fucked one.
Oh, good for you. This and guy I, fucks a lot of chicks. I don't.
You know, it was asked about me earlier when I told somebody about the joke when I was sitting next to your wife and you were on stage and you're like, well, this is kind of awkward because my wife has a type and Wee Man's sitting next to her. And I was asked,
and he's
you?
Got the money.
And I was asked, would you? And I was like, hell yeah.
My wife's pretty hot. And she's got big boobies.
And I want to be a juggler.
They're my best friends.
All right, any more suggestions? He's a nice guy. I love him. I miss him. I can't wait. He's 125 days sober. And he's on his way back. So...
Yeah, we actually run a podcast. It's called Lil Revolution, and he's one of the big dudes that we want to have on our show. Which one of you guys would want to see that? Right, but bam, on our Lil podcast, fucking show.
Right? But we're waiting. I want him like super good before I bring him out.
But we also have to. We have a little midget bar, so we gotta get that out of there. Oh, it's a midget bar.
Okay. Right.
Midgies.
Yeah.
We're trying to get sponsored by Tootsie Roll Midgies.
All right. Jeremiah wants to come up and go skiing. So come on up, Jeremiah. Here, you can. Yeah. We told you you're going skiing.
Guys, keep it going for Poncho Moeller and Wee Man. Yeah. Do you want to stick around for one, and then we'll grab a couple?
Yeah, sure.
Let's. Okay, we rarely do this. The three of us are going to take a suggestion right now. Yeah! And let's see what we can do with them. So here we go. What do we got?
Midget wrestling.
Skydiving.
And midget wrestling. That would be amazing together.
I would love to like be a part of that, but I would love it to be like where I'm the coach and he's the wrestler. I'm a fucking good coach, dude.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, I'll coach you to the top.
But I'll body slam your ass. No,
I know, but I'll still coach the shit out of you, dude. You'll be the best.
I don't know. We can't go there
we'll
yet.
We'll go to Mexico and shit.
Yeah. I'd rather do other things in Mexico.
This is the weirdest porn I've ever watched. I like if they remade like classic movies with little people, like Little Rocky, that'd be awesome.
That would be. Did you know? I was thinking about like there was always this like town that was always talked about. It's a whole midget town. All the homes are smaller. Everything's like tinier. The stairs are even tinier. And I was like, we really need to. It's time that we could make that happen, where it's all a little people community.
I mean, that'd be cool. And also, for any Mario Brothers fans, I think we've all, like...
Wow. So you're saying just go to Universal Studios and it's Little People World right there? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying when you take
you have to pay it for a ticket. It's kind of expensive.
I'm saying if you're, you know...
Are you saying Mario and Luigi right here?
I mean, yeah, before you take the mushrooms, yeah.
I concur, man. That town would freak me out as well, man.
Not me.
No? That's because you've been into an LPA convention. I've never been to one.
Yeah, you gotta
go. You guys
go.
Heard of these places?
You gotta
go. It's a convention that they have once a year for little people where they all get together at this convention and they're able to, like, do
orgy,
sports. Yeah, no, dude. No, seriously. Like, even like that, like, midgets fuck, dude. Like, I'm. I'm fucking serious about this, dude. Back when they were shooting The Wizard of Oz, they had 200 of these fuckers at the Culver City Hotel. Munchkin orgies every night. They called them morgies, dude. These dudes were shooting loads to the ceiling.
The Yellow Brick Road is just midgets making golden showers. Let's grab another suggestion.
Threesomes.
Three.
Well, we pretty much had one in a taxi, so it's happened.
Yeah. Anything else?
Jack Harlow.
Oh, Jack Harlow?
I was questioning the new, like, what movie? White Man Can't Jump, you know, because I don't like the remakes of classics. But I thought he did a pretty good job in that shit, man. Like, did you guys see that? No. Oh, okay. No, yeah. Well, don't fucking watch it. It fucking sucked.
Do we want to grab one last suggestion?
Stunt doubles.
Never used them. Did them all on my own. Yep. And I stopped counting broken bones after 10.
Whoa.
Yeah. So.
Was there ever one that you thought, like, when you were doing the stunt that you're like, oh, man, I wish I could have had a stunt double for that one, or I wish I could have backed out of that one?
In the last movie, two stunts, and they both are with Preston and Zachass. One was when we did that, like... what's that thing with the balls that you go and the balls go?
Pendulum.
Yeah, pendulum. So we did like a pendulum where they flew up and like got pulled up in the air and then pretty much fucking T-bone crashed me. And I like knocked out for a minute, but I thought I was dead. And then the other one was we did the triple wedgie and that shit just went up my ass for like days. I still have PTSD when I sit on the toilet. Just from that wedgie.
I bet you would never want to wear a thong then.
No, I'm like full loose shorts now all the time. Nothing up there anymore.
Do you, what kind of underwear you wear, Poncho?
I actually don't wear underwear.
You don't wear underwear either?
He's a free baller.
Dude, you guys are ready to get in the back of a taxi at any moment.
Duh.
Guys, give it go for Wee
Thank
Man.
You guys.
Give it go for Poncho Moller.
Give it up for Jeremiah. Great guy. He's awesome. I love this dude.
Love these guys. Great job, guys. So fun. One more time for Wee Man and Poncho Moller. And check out their podcast called Lil Revolution. I've been on there. They've had a lot of awesome guests on there. Guys, did we have a good time at Stand Up on the Spot tonight? Yeah! One of our weirdest shows that we've ever done here at the Comedy Store. You guys were a part of that. Thanks so much for making this happen. Come back and see us every second Tuesday of the month and watch the series online at youtube.com/@standupots. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Keep it going for all the comics that you saw tonight. I love you so much. Come back and see us. Have a great night.
Thanks for watching Stand Up on the Spot. New episodes drop every other Monday. And make sure you're subscribed. 78% of people who viewed this channel in the last 30 days are not subscribed, so don't be one of those people. Thanks so much.